Hello and welcome to the Locked On Raptors Andrea Bargnani Memorial Trivia Tournament. It's not dead. We're finally back after a couple months of playoffs and being sad about the Raptors and not wanting to do this thing and kind of forgetting to do it. We're back, and I am, of course, your host, Sean Woodley. Pleased to have you with us for day seven or something of competition. We're in the Elite Eight finally. Getting it kicked off, we're going to do the first two of the Elite Eight matchups in today's podcast. And we got a bunch of contestants ready to go through this thing. It's going to be exciting. Just a refresher on how this all works. Each matchup will feature seven questions in honor of our dearly departed pasta and sauce salesman, Andrea Bargnani. At the end of seven questions, the contestant with the most points will be declared the winner and will advance to the next round, the semifinals of the tournament. The final question is the battle round. It's a multi-answer question in which the contestants will alternate answers going back and forth until every available answer has been guessed or one of them gets three strikes. And whoever has the most points at the end, once again, will be the winner. So without further ado, let's meet our contestants for the opening matchup of the Elite Eight. 2 months off, they've been in the Elite Eight for 2 months, have been sitting there kind of waiting in the wings. So let's introduce them now. First up from The Score, it's our pal John Chick. What's going on, man?
Ahoy, how you doing? It's like Davis Cup tennis. You just wait months to play in the next round.
That's not a bad analogy at all. And up against John in today's episode, today's matchup, is our pal Chuck. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. Is it Chuck Charles? I can't remember. Charles or Chuck?
Chuck for Charles, either way.
I think I was going Charles before.
Either way.
So, yeah, either way. You guys are in the, what the hell region are you in? You're in the Mike James region, of course. John's the 9 seed. Charles is the 13 seed. So some upset picks making their way through the tournament here. The seeding was pretty bad. The committee didn't do a very good job. But hey, here we are. Are you guys ready to get this good thing going? You're going to buzz in with your first names. Any questions before we get this started?
I think we're good to go.
All right, let's do this thing. All right, question number one. Here we go. What is the Raptors' franchise record for number of playoff games contested in a given year?
As in most playoff games played in a given season.
Yes.
Charles. Is it 20?
20? Is the correct answer. The 2015-16 season, of course, they went to the conference finals. They played 20 games, 7 against the Pacers, 7 against the Heat, although I would wish to forget most of those games, and then 6 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. So, Charles, you're on the board with your first point. I got to get my makeshift scoreboard going here. As I alluded to before we came on air, I'm pretty hungover today, so I'm not prepared whatsoever.
We'll work through it, man.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Charles, you got the first point. It's 1-0 after one question. Let's move on to question number two. Question two is this. What item did the Raptors give out to the first 1,200 fans in attendance for Game 5 of their first round series with the Nets in 2014?
Oh, God.
Charles.
That the lint roller thing?
That was the lint roller thing. Of course, during Game 2 of that series, Drake was seen on the sidelines just like ferociously lint rolling his pants. It became a thing, and they gave out Drake-branded lint rollers for the first 1,200 fans, which that's got to be a pretty cool collector's item, I got to say. I haven't really looked up. Maybe I could look on eBay to see if I could find one. But for only 1,200 people to have that in their possession is pretty rarefied air. Charles, off to a hot start. It's 2-0 so far through two questions. John, you got plenty of time here, but start getting your shit together.
Yeah, you just beat me on that one.
Next question here. Question three. Against what team did Kyle Lowry score his 2017-18 season high in points? Against what team did Kyle Lowry score his 2017-18 season high in points?
Charles. No idea, so I'll just say pick a team that sucks and say the Knicks.
That is incorrect. It was not the New York Knicks. John, you have a chance to steal.
I remember this. I remember the game, but I don't remember where they played.
Then you don't remember the game.
I remember him scoring, I believe it was, 40?
Gonna need an answer.
Philadelphia.
Was not the Philadelphia 76ers. The correct answer, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Right. In Minnesota, January 20th, he had 40 points on 14 to 25 shooting, 6 to 10 from deep, 5 assists, 5 boards. They lost that game. It was stupid. I watched that in a casino because I didn't want to bet money, so I just sat at the bar and watched Kyle Lowry put up a valiant effort in a loss to the Timberwolves.
Which casino was that?
Fallsview? Or yeah, the one of the ones in Niagara Falls. I think it was the crappier one in Niagara Falls. So whatever the hell that one's
Casino
called.
Casino Niagara.
That's the one. Yep, that Casino Niagara. All right, so no points given out on that one, right? No, yeah, no, I had to give the answer for that. So it's 2-0 still for Charles after 3 questions. Question number 4 goes like this. Kobe Bryant wasn't the only player to have an all-time great performance on January 22nd, 2006. Which Raptor posted a line of 26 points and 10 assists on a 10 of 15 shooting and a mark of 6 of 8 from deep in the same game that Kobe Bryant dropped 81 on the Raptors?
John.
John.
Is it Donyell Marshall?
It is not Donyell Marshall.
Fuck.
Charles, you have a chance to steal here.
Jalen Rose?
It was not Jalen Rose. If he had put up that line, he might be a little harder to make fun of for allowing 81 points. But no, there was a hint earlier. There was a hint earlier in today's show. The bracket you guys are in, the Mike James region.
Oh, of course.
Mike James. This is deep in the second half of the 2005-2006 season in which Mike James did not care about anything. But hey, pretty good shooting night from him. So good on you, Mike James, I suppose. 10 assists from him seems weird.
That was his, like, all-star season, basically. Well, yeah. I think only season for the Raptors, but yeah.
Yeah, no, the Mike James exploits are well-mined trivia ground on this here tournament.
I'm feeling hungover myself that I didn't get that.
All right, so still 2-0 after 4 questions for Charles. Let's move on to question number 5. Steve Novak and Marcus Camby were two of the 3 players traded by the Knicks to Toronto in the Andrea Bargnani trade in the summer of 2013. Who is the 3rd player who would later be waived by the Raptors before Camp, who was involved in that trade, coming to the Raptors? You guys definitely... I thought this might stump people, so you guys are living up to what I expected. The 3rd player... In addition to Steve Novak and Marcus Camby, that came along in the Andrea Bargnani trade from the Knicks.
I remember there was a 3rd player, but
Are you guys both stumped here?
I am. Yeah, I think I'm gonna throw the towel in on this one.
All right, the correct answer, of course. And in hindsight, a player that maybe could have been useful, although he was well past his prime, Quentin Richardson.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Q-Rich.
Yeah. Sort of former Raptor, Quentin Richardson. Of course, never played a game with the team, but still pretty cool. I loved Quentin Richardson back in the day. That was an easy guy to like on teams. Yeah. All right, so we are moving on to question number 6. It is still 2-0 for Charles. Question 6 goes like this. And by the way, this question comes with a bonus point at the end. If you get the first part of it right, you can steal a second point with the bonus correct answer. So here we go. The highest single season PER in Raptors history is 25.0. Which player holds that record? And for a bonus point, what season was that record set in?
John.
John.
Vince Carter, 2000-2001.
Both incorrect. Charles, you have a chance to steal.
Ooh, I was going to guess Vince. Bosch?
Chris Bosch is correct.
Ooh, what year? 06-07?
No, the correct answer is 2009-10. You do get 1 point for that, though. So you're going into the battle round with a 3-point lead. Still not over by any means, but it's not looking great for Chick right now. So let's move on now to the battle round question. As I mentioned, Charles leads 3-0. So he will go first as we answer this question. Which one do I want to use here? Let's go with this one here. Name the top 10 players originally drafted by the Toronto Raptors in terms of total games played in the NBA. Once again, you go back and forth. Charles first, back to John. 3 strikes and you're done. And Charles, if you have a name, start it now. Name the top 10 players. Sorry?
No, sorry, say the Yeah, that's the yeah. question again.
Top 10 players originally drafted by the Raptors in terms of total games played in the NBA.
Okay. Well, Vince Carter.
Vince Carter is incorrect.
Of course.
So that is your first strike.
By them, is that right?
Was not drafted by the Toronto Raptors.
That was stupid.
So John, there's a little bit of window of opportunity here for you. The first strike for Charles. John, over to you.
Morris Peterson.
Morris Peterson is correct. He is sixth on the list with 711 career games. Charles, back over to you.
Okay, let's go with. Is DeMar on the list yet?
DeMar DeRozan is on the list. He is seventh with 675 career games played. So it's 1-1. One strike for Charles. John, back over to you.
Bosch.
Chris Bosch is correct. He's fourth with 893 career games played. Charles, over to you.
JB?
Jonas Valanciunas is incorrect. He is not on this top 10 list just yet. I believe he's close. So that's a second strike for Charles. John, it's back over to you.
Tracy McGrady.
Tracy McGrady is correct. He is third with 938 career games played. So it's 3-1. Charles, you have two strikes, so if you get another strike, John's going to have a chance to shoot the moon again and go for the win here.
Let's go with Marcus Camby.
Marcus Camby is correct. He's second with 973 career games played. You stay alive. It's 3-2. John, back over to you. Going to need an answer from you.
Man, I hate to do this in front of you, but Terrence Ross.
Terrence Ross is incorrect, unfortunately.
Damn it.
He'll get there because he's going to play forever and ever and ever, but he's not quite there just yet. So it's 3-2 for John, one strike for John, two for Charles. Charles, back over to you.
Okay, I feel bad about this, but he always seems to come up in lists where he shouldn't be. Andrea Bargnani.
Andrea Bargnani is incorrect.
Oh, no.
He's not on this list.
One time I have faith in him.
Showed you. All right, so that's your third strike. John,
right.
You are currently down overall by a score of 5-3. So if you get three correct answers before picking up your third strike, you will win.
Okay. Originally drafted by the Raptors. Damon Stoudemire
is correct. He is fifth with 878 career games played. So now it is 5-4. You can tie it at least if you get one more correct. You still have two strikes to work with. And there are four players remaining.
And this is overall NBA games.
Yes.
So Antawn Jamison would be one of the guys.
Antawn Jamison is correct. Number one, actually, with 1,083 career games played.
It lasts a long time.
Very good pull. So you have at least clinched a tie, but you have two strikes to work with and three players still on the board.
I'm trying to go year by year who they drafted, but obviously there's gaps that I'm not remembering.
Many, many gaps. Bad trades and whatnot.
I don't want to give up a strike by guessing.
Gonna need something.
Charlie Villanueva.
Charlie Villanueva is correct. He is ninth with 656 career games played. So, oh shit, you win.
Dude, I've backed into like two of these now. So
yeah, no, that's, I lost track of where you were at. That's a bloody impressive comeback. Do you want to dunk on Charles a little bit with the last two?
No, because I'm honestly out. Like, I guessed Charlie V, but I forgot that he actually did play a couple years for Milwaukee and I guess Dallas, right. But I didn't think he was even on that list.
Yeah, no.
And I Kareem Rush, I know they drafted that guy. I don't think he lasted very long in the NBA.
He did not. Number eight on this list is Roy Hibbert with 662 career games. And then number 10 is Ed Davis with 559.
Nice.
So, congratulations, John. You got some ones that I did not think you were going to get. The Jameson one I thought was a sort of a sneaky, tricky one, even though he's number one.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, when you said that earlier, I'm like, oh, hold up. So, yeah, he left.
I said Jameson and then somehow blanked on it afterwards.
So, John, congratulations, man. You're moving on to the semifinals. You're going to take on the winner of Vivek Jacob and Russell Pedal. That matchup's going to go next week. Very exciting. Quite the magical run for the 9 seed. I believe you were a last-minute injury replacement, too.
I haven't even played a good game, but like, I somehow keep winning.
Yeah, you were an injury replacement, too, right? Like, you were in like last minute. Yeah, your matchup against Sirit in the first round, it might be still the best matchup we've seen so far.
That was low scoring, but it was good.
Yeah, it was. It was tense. A good finish once again. And another great finish here. So, John, congratulations. Anything you want to say in victory?
I can't believe I'm here. It's an honor.
Charles, it was a spirited run from you, a couple wins in the tournament. There's nothing to be upset about here. You knocked off a couple of heavy hitters in Andrew Potter and Joel Wolfond as well, so you have nothing but those two wins to be proud of, I suppose. Do you have anything in defeat that you'd like to say?
No, good job, John. I think it was in the spirit of the Raptors that I did well when the questions didn't matter and then totally choked me. That's the most Raptors thing you can do.
Yeah, that's
you're probably right, man. A good competition, though.
Guys, thanks so much. Listeners, sorry this one was so disjointed. It's the first one I've recorded in a couple months, and I forgot how I do it. And also not feeling so good today. So we're going to be back in just a second. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with our second and final matchup of today's action between Justin Rowan and Dan Grant. Yes, Justin Rowan's still alive. I don't get it either. All right, welcome back to the Locked On Raptors Andrea Bargnani Memorial Trivia Tournament. One matchup in the books of the quarterfinals. Congratulations to John Chick for his comeback victory. Moving on to the semifinals to take on the winner of Vivek Jacob and Russell Pedal in the Mike James region. But we're switching our attention over now to the Andrea Bargnani region. The 2-6 matchup? Yeah, that's what we're at. The 2 seed, Dan Grant is with us. Dan, how's it going, buddy?
It's going very well.
Yeah.
It's a bit of an unorthodox sound setup we've got going, so I hope there's no chicanery or malfeasance, but yeah, I'm doing well.
Your voice is booming enough that it kind of cuts through any strange doings of broadcast equipment or acoustics. It's so powerful that it sounds good no matter what the situation is, so thank you for that.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you.
And joining us, also a person with a voice, the host of the Chase Down podcast, somehow has made it to this far in the tournament. I think with 2-3-1 comebacks as well, which is just exhausting. From the Chase Down and Fear the Sword, it's Justin Rowan. How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing well. I don't like him using big words right off the bat. It's making me uncomfortable. I already feel like my back's up against the wall with being the 6th seed, but it seems like overkill.
As I've outlined, the seeding in this does not really make all that much sense. A lot of, like, the last matchup was a 9 versus a 13. It's not really how it worked out. The best seeds weren't always the best, except...
it's nice to see a Raptors fan say that the seeding doesn't matter.
Oh, just go away. I'm rigging this shit. I'm feeding Dan the answers on a separate DM right now, so...
I believe it. I believe it.
But as I... You know, against what I just said, the claim I just made about my poor seeding, this region has kind of gone chalk a little bit, aside from Justin. I mean, Dan Grant, the number 2 seed... on track to face Josh Lewinberg in the next round if Josh can pull out a victory in his quarterfinal matchup as well. But Josh has steamrolled through this tournament so far. Dan also has done a pretty good job too. This should be a good matchup because Justin has like inexplicably been pretty good as well. I feel like you watch more of the Raptors than maybe you let on, and that has helped with
some... What do you mean more than I let on? I've said that I've watched almost every game of theirs for the last like 15 years.
Okay, yeah, you have said that. Never mind. Don't just disregard me. Let's get to the shit. You guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to make you look bad over and over again.
Yeah. Oh, you making it to the finals of this tournament would be like the Vegas Golden Knights doing some shit. It just completely invalidates.
LeBron hitting turnaround jumpers.
So don't worry. Very soon, we both Justin, Dan, and I will all be able to be sad about LeBron James very soon. So,
yep.
Not too worried about it. All right, you guys know the rules. Seven questions. The last question is the battle round question with multiple answers. You guys go back and forth until three strikes are acquired by somebody, or the game is clinched, or it all sorts itself out. You guys buzz in with your first names. And that's about it. There's a couple questions that I might offer bonus points for, so stay tuned for those as well. And okay. Ready to go, guys?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do this. All right, question number one. In a new promotion instituted this season, those attending a Raptors game this past year retreated to what delicacy in the event of the Raptors hitting 12 three-pointers?
Justin. God, I don't know, but I'm going to go Pizza Pizza.
Pizza Pizza is incorrect.
Damn it.
Dan.
Yes.
I don't know this, but I'm gonna guess. I will say, Sweet Jesus ice cream.
Dear God, no! What's wrong with you?
I don't
people?
Know, man.
It's Popeye's Listen, chicken tenders. Okay.
We don't all have press passes, Sean.
I thought it's going to be at a real disadvantage here as the Winnipeg guys. Yeah.
Evidently not. No, the correct answer is Popeye's chicken tenders. You can get three That's chicken tenders time. For free. Whenever they hit 12 threes, and the culture reset was very bad for some people's waistlines, I believe, because they hit 12 three-pointers a lot. Also, there was like some controversy because they did it pretty early in the season, in like the first or second game that they offered the promotion, and then like they sold out of chicken tenders like province-wide because people went and bought them, and they canceled it for a little bit, and then there was enough public outrage that they brought it back. But you only had to have the Raptors app in order to use it. It wasn't you didn't have tickets to the game per se. But if you had the app though, they would sort of send a notification like, "Hey, go get your tenders, fat person." And being the fat person that I am, I went and got chicken tenders quite a bit.
This is all very fascinating.
Chicken tenders.
I didn't know any of this. Really? I can't believe I missed all this. I love Popeyes. I live very close to one.
So Alex Wong did some excellent reporting on the matter early in the season as well.
Okay.
I think he was the first person to realize it was a thing. But he is the authority on the matter. So
that doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Yeah. Defer your questions to Alex on all things Popeyes. But yeah, good promotion. Hope it's back next year because Popeyes rules. So no points for either of you after the first question. Sorry, I got to make my scoreboard here again.
There you go.
A matchup-ly occurrence on this where I forget to get my scoreboard ready until after we start because I'm shitty at this. All right.
Stalling with words and noises.
Yeah, that's podcasting for you, right? You know, Justin.
No dinner.
Real heads know. All right, so scoreless after the first question, we're going to move on to question number two, and it goes like this. What is Oliver Miller's listed weight on Basketball Reference?
Dan.
285
pounds.
I probably should have said before you quickly answered, I was going to go closest to the pin on this one.
Okay.
But so we'll take 285 as your guess. Justin, sure. What do you got?
So closest without going over?
No, closest just to it.
Oh, I'll go 280.
What's that sound that they play when they get it exactly right on The Price is Right? Because you just got it exactly right. It's 280 pounds on the dot.
Damn. I would have had absolutely no idea. I was just going close to what Dan said.
It's also like definitely
hoping,
a lie.
I was hoping you'd go. Yeah. If I was me, I mean, I was you, I would have gone 286 because then you got everything above, and then you did 280, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna get this, and then you got it right on. So
also 280 is most certainly a lie. Oliver Miller was way more than 280 pounds. My God, that dude was like 350.
As someone who weighs 280 pounds, there's no way. There's no way that Oliver Miller weighed 280 pounds.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
The blessed Oliver Miller. I feel like in today's day and age, he'd be much more of a cult hero.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. It's Justin. What's that?
I do not remember him at all.
He was a heavy man.
He was on the original Raptors team as well.
The Big O.
Yeah. So, it's 1-0 Justin after two questions. Some crazy stuff's going on. I don't know. This doesn't look great. Let's go to question number three. Here it is. This one, there's two answers. You have to get both correct in order to get the point because it's kind of easy if you just get one. So here we go. Two head coaches in Raptors history have failed to coach at least 100 games for the team. Name those two coaches.
Dan. Brendan Malone and Kevin O'Neill.
Those are the correct answers. Of course, they both lasted just one full season. The Kevin Malone season, or sorry, Kevin Malone. Kevin O'Neill season in particular was particularly awful. That was good English, Sean. Yeah. Way to.
Speaking of food promotions, they used to do the pizza when they got 100 points. And during that season, they were averaging like 80 points a game. So they started to do this thing where the Raptor pulled the number out of a bag. And if they got to whatever number it was, they would give away the pizza. And it was usually like somewhere between 75 and 85 points. It was glorious.
This is the kind of color we have you on the show for. This is...
thank you.
Yeah,
I'm
old.
Neil Marshall getting the bag back then.
I know everyone has listened to this episode, of course, but just to regale people, the episode I did with Glenn Grunwald, he mentioned that during the Kevin O'Neill season, the NBA actually called him and was like, why can't you score points? Because like, they actually called concern because their offense was so bad and they were just like mystified by the 65 points they were putting up like every week. Kevin O'Neill. Bad coach. Good answer from Dan, though. It's 1-1 through three questions. Let's move on to the next question here. And here we go. Question number four. What item did the Raptors give out to the first 1,200 fans in attendance for Game 5 of their first round series with the Nets in 2014?
Dan. What item? A OVO t-shirt?
That is incorrect. Justin, you have a chance to steal.
In 2014?
Yes.
I'm going to go DeMar DeRozan bobblehead.
That is also incorrect. The correct answer, of course, are the OVO-themed lint rollers.
God, I should have got that.
Of course, Drake.
My head was in the right
place. I see what you're doing, though. You're doing all these promotions at the ACC.
That's the last of those questions.
Great.
But yeah, lint rollers. Drake was seen on the sideline lint rolling his pants during game two, and apparently that called for 1,200 lint rollers to be made and put out into the world. I really am excited for the episode of Pawn Stars when one of those lint rollers comes through. Can't wait. What's that?
I said,
I've got a guy. He can determine whether or not that's authentic.
We'll send it away.
Yeah, good job, Chum Lee, or whatever the fuck his name is. all right, next one here. Question number five. It's tied 1-1. It goes like this. Kobe Bryant was not the only player to have an all-time great performance on January 22nd, 2006. Which Raptor posted a line of 26 points and 10 assists on 10 of 15 shooting and 6 of 8 from deep in the same game Kobe Bryant scored 81 on the Raptors?
Ooh.
I'm going to say Mike James.
You're going to say Mike James. And you're going to be correct. This was the winter of Mike James, I guess would be the best way to describe the end of this season. What an awful, awful game and team and everything. Glad Mike James got the bag, though, from the T-Wolves or wherever the hell he got paid.
So
2-1 Dan, he's got the lead after five questions. One more question before the battle round. Let's go with the sounds again. Kill some time. Here we go. Question number six. Steve Novak and Marcus Camby were two of the three players traded by the Knicks to Toronto in the Andrea Bargnani trade in the summer of 2013. Who was the third player involved in that trade coming to the Raptors, who the Raptors would later waive?
Justin. Landry Fields.
Incorrect.
Oh, shit.
You got your time. You got your summers messed up.
Dang.
Disappointing. Let me finish the question. This guy was later waived by the team. He was the third player involved in the deal, along with Steve Novak and Marcus Camby. Dan, you have a chance to steal.
Yeah. Is it... what's his name? I'm going to get his name wrong. Is it Chris Jeffries?
It's not Chris Jeffries, although that is a good pull. He was definitely traded at some point by the Raptors, probably.
Right. To the Knicks.
Was it someone that came from another team?
No, the correct answer is Quentin Richardson.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about him. Yeah. Remember when he was a thing?
He was good.
He was awesome. Yeah. Those Suns teams.
Second to less.
Yeah. Very cool. Never played for the Raptors, of course, but was a Raptor in spirit for a time at least. Yeah. We were talking about something. Oh, Landry Fields. Yeah. Justin, what do you like? Landry Fields' saga is entirely separate from anything involving Andrea Bargnani, of course.
I was just thinking, guy that came over from the Knicks.
Yeah, that was Brian Colangelo's grand vision to sign Landry Fields to an offer sheet so the Knicks wouldn't be able to sign Steve Nash, therefore allowing the Raptors to sign Steve Nash. The Raptors did not get Steve Nash. They got stuck with Landry Fields and his bum arm, and this is where we are today. Although it's probably pretty good they didn't get Steve Nash because he broke down right quick after that trade. So
it was very good.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, no points for that one. It's 2-1 going into the final round here, and let's do this thing here. You guys know how it works. Dan, you're going to go first because you're leading, and here we go. 11 different players played in Rudy Gay's first game with the Raptors in...
Oh, my God.
I believe February 1st, 2013. Yes, that's the date here. It was a 98-73 win over the LA Clippers. Name the 11 players who played in, or the 10 players outside of Rudy Gay who played in this game for the Raptors. Rudy Gay, of course, in this game, probably his best shooting night ever for the Raptors. 20 points on 8 of 16 shooting, 3 of 6 from deep, 3 boards, 1 assist, and a plus 20 off the bench. Again, 10 other players played.
Possible.
Yeah, I know, right? 10 other players played in this game. We'll start with you, Dan. What do you got?
DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan is correct. He played 34 minutes, 19 points, 7 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block, 8 of 17 shooting, and a plus 31. Justin, it's over to you.
Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry is... correct. He started, played 32 minutes, just 3 points on 1 of 6 shooting, 8 assists, 5 rebounds, and a plus 28. Because, sure.
Because, of course.
Yeah.
Doing the little things.
Doing the little things, even when he's not shooting well. It's 1-1 in the battle round. No strikes for anybody. Dan's back over to you.
Jonas Valanciunas.
Jonas Valanciunas is correct. He came off the bench, played 13 minutes for 0 points, 3 rebounds. 0 of 1 shooting. That's a weird line for him. When did he ever come off the bench? This seems weird.
Young Jonas. It would have been his first year, right? Or second year, maybe?
Second year, I think.
Yeah. 2013?
2012, 13? Maybe it was rookie year.
Okay.
They drafted him and he spent a year overseas, right?
Yeah, this was his rookie year.
Yeah, I thought he didn't come over until 2013.
It was his rookie year. Sorry, you guys are correct. The trivia master has been stumped. Either way, good call, Dan. It's 2-1. Back over to you, Justin.
Okay. Would it be Amir? Amir is still there, right?
Amir Johnson is correct. He played 38 minutes, 19 points, 16 boards, 7 of 9 shooting, and a plus 27 with 3 assists because he was a fucking boss. 2-2. Dan, it's back over to you. It's 4-3 overall.
Let's say Terrence Ross.
Terrence Ross, you're goddamn right, Terrence Ross. He played 15 minutes, 4 points on 2 of 8 shooting. Weird night for him, not his usual efficient self. But he was just a minus 6. And he had 3 assists, so that's good, showing off that secondary playmaking that we all know he's capable of. That's the point for you, Dan. 3-2 in the battle round. Justin, back over to you. No strikes for anybody yet.
Okay, so Terrence Ross is already taken. Damn, we're running lean already. Landry Fields. I guessed him earlier. He was still there, right?
That is correct. Landry Fields started this game.
Very nice.
Played 15 minutes, 8 points, 1 rebound, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 3 of 4 shooting, 1 of 1 from deep, and a plus 5. So it's 3-3. There's 4 players remaining. Dan, it's over to you. No strikes for anybody yet. I sense that strikes may be coming.
Yeah, I think they might be. But speaking of people we already talked about, Andrea Bargnani.
Andrea Bargnani is incorrect. He did not play in this game. Yeah.
He's probably hurt, as always.
You know, it's a bold call by you, Dan. That's your first strike.
He was on the team. Oh, I'm pretty sure he was on the team.
Yeah, he didn't get traded till the summer after this season.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Who is still there? Was that the year of Allen Anderson?
It was the year of Allen Anderson. That is correct. He played 13 minutes. He had no points, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 rebound on 0-4 shooting, 0-3 from deep, and a minus 5. He sucked ass. But people thought he was good, which is the most inexplicable
thing.
He was
good down the stretch that year, or was it the year before?
Yeah, Mike James was good down the stretch for the Raptors, too, that one year. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I think it might have been the year after when they were going against the Nets. Or was he on the Nets?
He was on the Nets. Yeah, he was on the Nets for that series.
Great. Okay.
Either way, it's 4-3 Justin in the battle round. It's all tied up at 5, so Dan, you have one strike. What do you got?
How many players have we named so far?
There are 3 players remaining. We've named 7.
Okay. Too many.
We haven't set a backup point guard, I don't believe. And John Lucas?
John Lucas, the only true backup point guard. That is correct. 17 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist on 6 of 9 shooting, 5 of 7 from deep, and a plus 3 off the bench. So Johnny, back in the driver's seat now, Dan. It's 6-5 overall. Justin, you have no strikes, though. There's 2 guys left.
God, you actually just saved me, because I was going to guess Augustine. But then I realized, John Lucas. God. Was Hansbrough there yet? Hansbrough.
Tyler Hansbrough is incorrect. That is your first strike.
Ah.
Man.
So there are only 2 players remaining, and Dan has a 1-point lead. So if you do the math, Dan, 1 more correct answer, and you will be the champion.
Oh, man. No pressure. If this is right, I'm going to be extremely happy. Linus Klaza?
Linus Klaza is incorrect. That is your second strike.
Damn it. That would have been too sweet.
Justin, you have a chance here to at least give Dan a chance to... nothing happened. Just get it right, pretty much.
Dan, please miss 11 straight shots at the rim. Quincy Acey.
Quincy Acey is correct.
God damn.
He played 2 minutes, had 1 point on 0 of 1 shooting, 1 rebound, and a minus 2. So it is now tied up once again at 6s. Dan, you have 2 strikes. There's 1 player remaining. Dan, if you get this correct, you win. If not, Justin has a chance to win.
Wow, no pressure.
None at all.
Aaron Gray.
Aaron Gray.
That's who it was. I know it's who that was.
Is correct.
Is it correct? Yes.
I was going to get that too, because I was like, the year before Hansbrough, they needed to be the white guy.
Yeah.
Aaron Gray before
Jonas didn't play very much.
Aaron Gray had himself a game in this one. 25 minutes. He had 7 points, 12 boards, 4 assists, was a plus 10, 3 of 6 shooting. Just a nice tidy across the board effort from Aaron Gray. Dan, it was close. It was tight. You've pulled it out. You are moving on to the semifinals. You're going to take on the winner of Josh Lewenberg and Dave Soriel in the semifinals. What do you have to say in victory here? It was not, I think, what most people would have expected here.
No, it was a good matchup. I mean, I'm not going to rub too much salt in the wound right after Justin's team just lost the finals like moments ago, essentially, in terms of life. But you know, I feel pretty good about it. I'm really, really happy that I pulled out Aaron Gray, because I thought the exact same thing was going to happen with Linus Klaza, and as always, Linus Klaza let me down. So
yeah, that'll happen.
I'm happy that it worked out eventually, but you know, I'll just say good game. That was a tight one. It was fun.
Justin, what do you have to say? You could go 2 ways with this, I suppose. It could be disappointing that you got this far and fell flat in your face. You know, it wasn't expected to be this good, but then you came up against a juggernaut and lost. I don't know. How do you feel? Tell me how you feel.
I wouldn't have got this far without Brad Stevens. It's a tough loss. It's a tough loss, especially because I was going to go with Aaron Gray, and came down to the wire. I'm a little bit salty, but that's life.
Should have got Popeyes, man. Should have guessed Popeyes.
Damn it.
A good advertisement for Popeyes.
Or waited until you finished your question with the Lions Refield one.
Also true, although, I don't know, I feel like you were going to throw Landry Fields out there anyway. It seemed like it was just destiny. It was on the tip of your tongue. It had to come out. This was fun, guys. Dan, you're going to move on. Congratulations. We'll probably talk in 4 months or whatever I decided to record the semifinals. Justin, enjoy your basketball.
Slink back into the shadows.
Enjoy your basketball team.
Thank you. I'm going to have to adjust to having no championship odds, so maybe you can give me some pointers on that.
Really, though, do the Cavs have any championship odds this season anyway?
Really? Probably not.
Really? Does anything matter?
Kind of banking on some injuries.
Does anything matter in this Arby's world of ours? No, it does not. All right.
Amen.
Let's wrap this thing up. Everyone, thanks so much for tuning in. I'll be back again later this week, maybe next weekend, with the second two matchups in the semifinals. Some scheduling things didn't quite work out, so we couldn't get all four in today. But the bosses are telling me to make the podcast shorter anyway, so this works out perfectly. And we'll be back again with Josh Thunberg against Dave Soriel, and then Vivek Jacob against Russell Peddle in the other Elite Eight matchups to set up the semifinals. It's very exciting. Until then, subscribe, rate, review on iTunes. It's the best way to support the show. Subscribe to Justin's podcast, too. It's very good. And if you want to hear just like sad, crushing Cavs talk, that's the place to go in the next couple weeks.
I got to do a recap of this season. I forgot about that. That sucks.
Yeah, at least you didn't have to do daily shows after the team lost terribly. So I don't feel much sympathy for you, but thanks so much to everyone for listening, and we will be back again on Monday, I guess, with another episode. We're going to be talking about Kyle Lowry with our pal Dan Hackett, so stay tuned for that, and we will talk to you next time on Locked On Raptors.